Very special guest joins us in the studio, one of our favourites, Rebecca White, Tasmanian Labor Leader. Good morning to you, Rebecca.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
good to see you. How was your weekend? I thought, saw you were up north, weren't you, in Deloraine?
Well, I have been travelling quite a lot, but the weekend was really nice. It was my daughter's 6th birthday.
Oh.
So we had a big party.
Lovely.
Well, a lot of fairy bread, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Oh, just a lot of, yeah, a lot of sugar.
Yeah, good. It's always a fun time. And so this is a big one, Rebecca. Can you please tell us about Labor's bill to cap power prices?
Yeah, I can. We know that cost of living is one of the biggest issues facing Tasmanians, and we've seen energy prices really go out of control for a lot of families. They went up 12% on the 1st of July this year, and we think that Tasmanians should be paying Tasmanian prices for Tasmanian power. So we're proposing this week to legislate to cap power prices. It's an effort we've tried before in the Parliament. The government voted against it, but we think given the forecasts for even more dramatic increases in power next year, we should be capping electricity prices to protect Tasmanians, households and businesses from the massive price increases we're seeing on the mainland.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's soaring at the moment when it comes to cost of living. I saw on your Instagram too, there was that guy saying, you know, the struggle's real for Tasmanians, and getting those priorities right is a main concern.
It really is about getting the basics right in our view. And I've met with a number of Tasmanians in the last few weeks who are really struggling to put food on the table, who are choosing between heating and eating. And we don't want to put further pressure on Tasmanians. So if we can deal with the power price issue, cap electricity prices, provide an avenue for Tasmanians to pay Tasmanian prices for Tasmanian power. We've invested over 100 years in hydro, creating our renewable resource. It's 100% self-sufficient for our energy needs here in our state. But we're linked to the mainland, paying mainland prices, and it's really hurting. We can do something about it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We can, don't we?
Sounds good, Beck White, particularly because my husband's always blasting the heater or the aircon. And putting aside Dan's jokes about the name of Turbo Chooks, the St. Hobart Stadium is the only thing stopping Tassie getting an AFL team. What do you think about that?
I think that Tasmanians are being treated like idiots by the AFL. And this was something that Peter Gutwin announced at the start of the year. There's still no business case for it. The government don't understand how they're going to pay for it, how much it'll cost to run. And we have two perfectly good AFL quality stadiums, one in the north, one in the south. I've watched some great quality games there.
Yeah.
Want Tasmania to get its own team. I don't think anyone wants to stand in the way of that. But there's no need for us to have another stadium, particularly given it's not the right priority for our state when we're talking about things like cost of living, health system in crisis, people can't get housing. Taxpayer dollars are pretty limited and they're very precious and we need to spend them wisely.
This came across our desk too. The Health Community Services Union are advising members not to hand back a $2,000 bonus. They were incorrectly paid. So...
Why should they?
Yeah, exactly.
I find this really interesting. It took a lot of work by those unions to argue for that payment in the first place, and it was then very restricted by the government about the types of employees who were eligible to receive it. Then there were arguments about how much would be paid because it was prorated. So even if some people were on the front line for the last 2 years busting their guts, because they're only casual, they only got a fraction of it. So I think if the government's true to its word and it really values our health workforce, like they say they do, they should pay the $2,000 to frontline health workers and not try and claw it back.
Absolutely. And Rebecca White, you are the Tasmanian Labor Leader, but something important I do have to ask, is your Christmas tree up yet? No. Do you celebrate Christmas now or are you a December woman instead?
It's December, and that's because Mia's birthday was just this weekend, so we need to do birthday parties in November, Christmas in December.
Oh, there you go.